It's Tuesday, the 17th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba is leading Namibia's delegation at the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York from 19 to 28 September 2024. During this time, he will co-chair the Summit of the Future with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The summit, running from 20 to 23 September, will focus on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow and will involve adopting the Pact of the Future. This document will commit world leaders to addressing global challenges such as climate change, development financing, rising inequality, conflict, and food security. The 2024 World Cancer Congress begins today in Geneva, gathering over 2,000 global cancer leaders. CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, is attending for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, and he shared new partnerships for Namibia's cancer care programs.
I'm very excited about the possibility of partnering with especially the American Cancer Society that have reached out, and we are planning to work together on programs to enhance access to treatment and care in Namibia and Southern Africa, as well as Pink Drive, a local South African mobile mammography unit that we are trying and aiming to work with to especially impact and support the breast program in the southern part of Namibia.
Tourism-generated income is under threat due to rising crime statistics in South Africa. The annual RMB Ultra Trail Cape Town at Table Mountain attracts thousands of participants and spectators from around the globe, bringing about 50 million rand to SA's economy. Race director Stuart McConaughey speaks about safety measures that need to be implemented to make it a safer environment for tourist operators and tourists themselves.
It has been a general trend of increasing across what we refer to as the mountain or the park, and it is something which we feel the authorities and should collectively get together and kind of put a stop to, because we are concerned, obviously, for the damage it's having not only on ourselves, but the general look and feel of Cape Town is being damaged. And so, yeah, we're trying to get people together to work together to ensure that the mountain is a safer place.
West African floods have displaced at least 2.4 million people, killed about 1,000, and devastated crops in a region that's already short of food and plagued by insecurity. That's according to assessments by four governments. Daniel Johnson from UN News has this report.
UN humanitarians confirmed on Monday that the aid response is being stepped up to vulnerable communities. Latest assessments indicate that the floods have displaced more than 225,000 people and affected well over 610,000. So far, 201 deaths have been reported in 15 of the country's 36 states, with vast stretches of farmland underwater. In an update, the UN World Health Organization, WHO, said that acute watery diarrhea, malaria, and other waterborne and infectious diseases are major health risks, as well as malnutrition. To help affected communities, the UN Health Agency has deployed four mobile health teams to dispense essential drugs and medical supplies to affected areas in Maiduguri.
And Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested in New York City on federal charges related to an ongoing investigation into sex trafficking. This, according to the BBC, follows raids on his properties in Los Angeles and Miami earlier this year. Find all these stories and much more on our website, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.